Unit 3, page 50, part 2. Access to information from spoken texts.
Instructions. You are about to hear the passage, Old Friends. The passage will be broadcast twice. Before the first broadcast, read questions 10 to 14. It is best to start answering the questions after the first broadcast of the passage.
Old Friends. Welcome to our morning show. Today, our guest is Sarah Longman, an 11th grade student who started her own volunteer project. Good morning, Sarah. Tell us a little about your project.
My project is called Old Friends. The idea behind it is that teenagers spend some time with old people in their neighbourhood, help them around the house, do some shopping for them, walk their dogs, and most importantly, talk to them.
What made you think of this project?
There are a lot of old people where I live. I've noticed that many of them don't have children or grandchildren who live in the area. They're all by themselves. Sometimes they really need help and have no one to ask, and sometimes they just feel lonely.
How did the project start?
In the beginning, it was just me and my two best friends. We chose people we already knew from our neighbourhood and offered our help. We were surprised at how happy and thankful our neighbours were and how much we got out of it ourselves. I learned so much about the history of this town by listening to my neighbours' stories. I also get higher grades at school thanks to my neighbour Lily, who used to be a high school teacher. She sometimes helps me with my homework.
How many students participate in your project right now?
About 60 students from the 11th grade and 20 students from the 12th grade. I hope to get some 10th graders to join us soon. Our principal, Mrs. Taylor, is happy with our project because she believes that many teenagers are not aware of the difficulties old people face. The Ministry of Education also believes that such projects are important and they should be part of students' duties. We hope that students from other schools will join our project soon.
What do teenagers have to do if they want to join your project but don't know any old people who live in their neighbourhood?
I've made a list of all the old people who want to participate in this project. Teenagers who want to volunteer can contact me and I'll help them find the right person. For example, Dana, who is very serious about ballet dancing, is now helping an old woman who used to be a famous dancer. My friend Shelley loves animals and her old friend has two cats and a dog.
Questions, page 51.
Answer questions 10 to 14 according to the broadcast. In question 12, follow the instructions. In all the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer.
Old Friends.
10. One thing that the volunteers don't do is 1. Help old people. 2. Talk to old people. 3. Go on trips with old people. 11. Old people are sometimes lonely because 1. They are sick. 2. Their children live far away. 3. They don't have friends. 12. Put a tick by the two correct answers. What are the benefits of the project? 1. The old people are happy. 2. Grandchildren visit the old people. 3. The Ministry of Education believes it's important. 4. The volunteers don't feel lonely. 5. The volunteers learn a lot from the people they help. 13. The principal 1. Supports the Old Friends project. 2. Enjoys helping old people. 3. Needs help. 14. If teenagers want to join the project, 1. They must love animals. 2. They can call Sarah. 3. They should make a list.